Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, folks, and welcome back to the Universe of Nations podcast. I'm Dr. Bill, also known by my Hebrew name of Shiloh Ben David. And tonight I wanted to talk about why women should rule the Universe of Nations. In regard to the aim of establishing a new world government and the worldwide peace that would hopefully come with it, I believe that there should be an especially important role for women. And in fact, I think women should play a predominant role in the establishment and running of the coming Universe of Nations. Ironically and sadly, despite the fact that women are half the world's population, actually slightly more, they're the most underutilized and most abused human group in human history. This is not only morally wrong, but it's materially dysfunctional. World peace will never be achieved until women are given full, complete, and total equalization in all respects worldwide. No more stalling, no more excuses. Given this, I believe that women should be given at least half the role of the coming Universe of Nations, if not more. This would be far more than a mere symbolic act. It must be the start of an entirely new era in human history, wherein women hold their fair share of everything in the world. The truth is, without women, there would be no world, and what a hard world it would be. The stark reality is that until women are free, the world will not be free. I don't believe that women are inherently superior to men any more than I believe the reverse. It's time that women get their fair chance. While no leaders, men or women, are perfect, there have been effective and exemplary women leaders, role models, and charity heroes throughout history, too many to name. In recent times, we've been inspired by women from all kinds of backgrounds: Betty Williams, Margaret Thatcher, Alva Merdel, Marie Curie, Emily Green Balch, Aung San Suu Kyi, Golda Meir, Layma Gabawi, Angelina Jolie, Sophie Dubnow Ehrlich, Margaret Chase Smith, Tawakkol Carmen, Shirley Chisholm, Jane Addams, Bertha Von Suttner, Pearl Buck, Eleanor Roosevelt, Jody Williams, Toni Morrison, Shireen Abadi, Mother Teresa, and these are naming only very few. You know, America refers to her founding fathers, but her founding mothers were just as important: Martha Washington, Deborah Franklin, Mercy Otis Warren, Dolly Madison, Abigail Adams, Dorothy Quincy, to name but another few. The reality is that rarely do women get the full credit they deserve, but it is high time they did. To give women their fair share and their fair chance can only serve all of humanity in the future. The other oppressed and suppressed group I'm particularly concerned with are children. They are, as a group, least enabled to fight the abuse and exploitation when it is visited upon them. This is why Universe of Nations must establish as a priority the welfare of children worldwide. Margaret Mead said, and I'm going to paraphrase here, she said in so many words that if humanity wants a true revolution in values and to truly progress, we have to do a much better job in parenting and how we raise our children. You know, ironically, the women's suffrage movement in America was impelled largely by women who wanted better treatment for working children who were being horribly abused and exploited, since it was apparent that the men in Congress would never vote in more rights for the exploited working children. The women's suffragists did it as much, if not more, for the children than themselves. I mean, how ironic. What humanity has to come to understand is that the abused and neglected children of today become the criminal sociopaths and power abusers of tomorrow. If we truly want a better world, we must raise and treat our children much better. I'm not talking here about spoiling our children. wise people know that with love comes limits and with freedom comes responsibility. But we have to do a much better job of parenting our children. The children truly are our future. With that in mind, I'd like to end today's podcast with a short poem I wrote. It's from my book of poems, How Shall I Know Thee, O King, the uncollected poems of William L. Dubnov, Shiloh Ben David. The poem is called A Child's Tears, and it's subtitled God's Cup. It is said that God counts the tears of children and catches them in a cup. It is said when their number becomes too many, he releases them as rain. It is said that a child's tears would wash us clean if only we would let them. It is said that for every tear of a child that falls, we could grow a forest of love. Would in every raindrop that fell, there was reflected the face of a battered child, the heart of a hungry child, the mind of an abandoned child, the soul of an unloved child. Verily, God counts their tears. When will we?